The following shiur has been presented by Rav Yosef Greenwald, Dayan at the Beis Havad of Yerushalayim, and is brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To download this series of shiurim, as well as hundreds of other recorded shiurim, articles, and video presentations, please visit thehalachacenter.org.
We meet up in the sugya by us. The chiyuv mezoinos, one of the chiyuvim that Chazal were matla alabal klape ishto, one of the chiyuvim that a husband has to his wife is the chiyuv mezoinos. Whether that chiyuv is deraisa or derabonon, the pashtus, we paskin that the chiyuv is derabonon. It's an interesting machlokes, the Rashi and the Ramban, the beginning of Mishpatim, the pasuk says over there, she'eru ksusa voinosa lo yigro. On the chiyuv of a husband to a wife, over there in the sugya of Omo Evrio, Rashi explains Sheh Ksusa Vayno to be Oino Kipshutoi and Chiyuv Mizoinis and the Chiyuv Ksus. The Ramban argues. He says we pass in the Sheh Ksus Vayno is the Rabbonon. So the Torah Sermon is not referring to that. He says that Sheh Ksus Vayno refers to three aspects of the Chiyuv Oino. One is the Maisa itself, one is the physical closeness, one is the emotional component of the time that a husband spends together with his wife. But that's the Ramban over there. The Pshan Rashi, L'chore, has to be that even if you say that Sheh Ksus V'Oino as a Chiyuv is Dirabonon, even if Chazal were only Mechayiv, we'll say it Lomdish, Chazal were Mechayiv the Gavra only with the Chiyuv Dirabonon, but the Muhus, the Chefta of the Chiyuv is Daraisa. In terms of Rotz Naboyre, in terms of what's the Indian of Sheh Ksus V'Oino, about the Chiyuv Mizoinis that a husband gives his wife is Deiraisa, King and Kaspoy, that he feeds his wife from Truma. The Chiyuv is Deiraisa, Be'etzem, the Din is a Din Deiraisa. But it could be that he's only Mechuyiv financially, as a financial Shibud, that Bezen will be Yerid L'Nechos, if that's only on the level of the Rabban. So that's the Etzem Chiyuv. Now, L'Choiru told him whether it's Deiraisa the Rabban, which is, again, like we said, Tushitis, is whether what's discussed now is sugya that a woman, Amar al Huna, Isha Yechayla Shatoymar, a woman could say, Ein Nizaynis Veini Yaisa. A woman who is financially independent. The times of Chazal, it was somewhat more of a rarity. Because man is there, you could hear it. You have a husband and a wife, it's a 20th or 21st century marriage. She's a successful CPA, she's a lawyer, she's an interior designer, she has a good parnasa. She wants to be able to hold on to some money of her own. Now, I don't know what that does for the marriage, but let's leave the marriage aside. In terms of financial shibudim, we know that Chazal Mesaked Maisir Dayim Bimkoim, the Sugya says, Be'os Maisir Dayim Bimkoim Mizoinis. Because a husband has to be Mefarnes, his wife, he has to be Mezin, his wife, she's Mechuyiv to be Mishtatif, to give him the Maisir Adel. Now, let's say she says, Eini Mizoinis Veini Oisa. I'll stay financially independent, no strings attached, you have no chiyuv to me, I have no chiyuv to you. Again, what that does for the marriage, where there's a weakening of mutual commitment, let's not get into that. But as on a financial basis, she has that schus. Yecholah shetayim, it's her schus, her prerogative, her right, she says, en nizernis v'neyos. Now, ibishloim if the chiyuv nizernis is derabonon, so we understand the chiyuv nizernis is derabonon, she has a schus that Chazal gave her. And then the Gemara says that since the schus is derabbanan, it is only litoy boso, litoy aldo, when she wants. If she doesn't want, shalom Yisrael, she could be mevater, she could pull out, she can say, Ein izdanis v'ein yoisa. Let's say the chiyuv is deraisa. Let's say the chiyuv mezoinis is deraisa. Can she say, Ein izdanis v'ein yoisa? The passion is not. The passion is not. But the problem is that the Rambam, in Isha's Perakei, seems to say the mezoinis is deraisa, and he still says the din of Ein izdanis of Ein Nizoinis V'Eini Oisa. What you have to say is that since Chazal Mesaken Ein Echanami the Mizoinis is Deraisa, but the Maisir Deo is a din, certainly a din Rabbanon, this that he is Zoicha the Maisir Deo is certainly a din Rabbanon. The Gemara says in order that there shouldn't be any, he shouldn't begrudge her Mizoinis, he should support her willingly, B'loy Eva B'loy Shana Gemara. So part of that was the B'loy Eva to give her, to put her in the driver's seat, to give her the right to call the shots. If mezoinis does work, the same way Chazal Mesaken that he should be mefarnes, Chazal also didn't force her to take his mezoinis.
So if she's interested in not being misfarnes, ein nizon ve'ein yosa, she has that right. Okay, that's one part of the sugya. What about, let's discuss the flip side now. There's a big machlokes in Eben Ezer, Samach Tes, where these halachas are. If the Baal has a schus, the husband has a right to say to the wife, Tzi ma'isi yedecha b'mzein yosecho. Let's say he knows that his wife, again, his wife is successful. He says to his wife, look, I don't want your financial needs on my head. I'll run my business. Again, very modern day marriage. I'll run my business and the proceeds will go into my portfolio, into my financial holdings. And you take care of yourself. We're talking about, obviously, where a wife can't take care of herself. The ma'isiyah deo that she has anyways are enough to be mefarnes her. Can a husband do that to his wife? So again, that's a big machloikis. It's a machloikis, the Ritva neged the Rambam. Some achronim want to say that the Pesachei Tshuva brings from the Beis Meir, and other achronim that the whole machloikis is only when the Baal's around. Again, this is not something that's only gave Bizman Azeh, where we have a Baal that went off from Dina Sayyam. Picture in the old days where a husband went off for a few years at a time. He went to America to invest his money. He went wherever it was, but he wasn't going to be around a few years. He has some type of financial holdings local where his wife lives. He tells his wife, he doesn't give her the right to go into his assets in order to be mighty enough money to support herself. Does he have a right to or not? There, the Beis Meir wants to tell him that nobody would hold that he would be allowed to want, because you don't know what his financial status is going to be a year from now. What's going to be if he loses his money while he's away? So he's going to pull out of his financial commitment turn. He's not around. If he's around, so we can always reassess the situation. Again, Bizman Azeh, this is not such a viable situation. And we understand also, going back to the first piece, that the mizoinos, in terms of what it means, let's forget about the financial piece for a second, in terms of what it means that for a wife, that her husband is committed to take care of her, the chiyuv deiraisa is certainly there, that a husband is mechuyuv to give his wife the feeling that he supports, provides, and he's responsible for her. That's the pshat Rashi. What we meant to say is that the Rashi that says Sheir Ksus Vayino is deraisa, not that there's a chiv moment deraisa, that chiv might only be derabonon, but that a husband is committed to his wife's welfare and he's mechuyiv and he's responsible to provide for her, that chiv to give her that hagosha, that might be in terms of a practical maisa, might only be the chiv oino is deraisa. But as far as an emotional commitment, that's certainly deraisa, in which case there's not much to say for a husband who says Tzid Ma'isi Adechem Zeni Sechem. So it's an academic machlokes, hopefully an academic machlokes. The Ramah in Samach Tes over there in Eben Ezer, Siv Dalin, brings down two shittas. One is Tesis by Yosef Mem Zayin Leveis, the other one is the Ran Daf Mem Kesem Leveis. If when she says Eini Nizonis Ve'eni Yosa, does that mean that she's pulling out for now but she can switch next week? Now she's riding high, she has her career is taking off. How does she know how she's going to be doing in a year? Maybe she's going to have to quit because she's going to have a baby that's going to need full-time care. She's going to give birth to triplets. She's going to have to quit her successful career on Wall Street. And then she won't be able to say Einin Nizayin Sveni Yosa. Does she have a right to say Einin Nizayin Sveni Yosa? Be mevatel his chiyuv to be zod of a farneser and then go back on that at any point that she wants or not? That's two shittas in Rishonim. The Beis Shmuel just points out, interesting, Beis Shmuel Siv Katan Gimel and Samach Tes points out that there's another machlokes Rishonim which l'chayra the math of one has to do with the other. There's a machlokes Rishonim if ksuso, this is certainly in the sugyas, part of a husband's chiyuv for his wife's welfare is to make sure that she's properly dressed. Properly dressed, by the way, means give you the standard of where and how and when they're living. A husband has to provide for his wife that she could feel good about herself. She has enough clothing to be able to go out. She has enough clothing to feel good to stay indoors, winter clothing, summer clothing, and whatever is necessary in terms of the society they live in, that's what the standard will be. Obviously, within reason. The chiv ksus is machlokes rishonim, is that bechlal the chiv mezoinis, Meaning to say, when a wife would say mizoynus v'niyosa, does that include the chiyuv ksus, or the chiyuv ksus is an independent chiyuv? Now, what the Beis Shmuel points out is that chiyuv ksus is certainly not week to week. One doesn't buy, hopefully not, unless you have what was her name from the Philippines that had 2,000 pairs of shoes. You don't. A woman doesn't go clothing shopping every week. She has what she needs for that season. She has what she needs for that tkufa. And that's what it is. It's not something that she could say from week to week. So if we say that ksus and mizoynus are the same chiyuv, by definition, mizoynus is also not something that will switch week to week, because ksus, certainly, she can't switch her status vis-a-vis her husband, dependent or independent, every week. So Beis Shmuel says that if ksus is part of mizoynus, that would tell us that the chiyuv mizoynus is also not something that she could define her halakhic status and her husband's chiyuv to her week to week. That's point A. Point B, on a deeper level, what is the machlokes whether she could switch every week or not? Says Rav Chaim Shmulevitz in a shir in the beginning of Maseches Ksubis. Over there is the sugya of Higia Zmano, where we're going to get to these sugyas again, the fifth parak and later on, where it was after Erisin. There is a commitment, a signed commitment with a kinyan on the part of both parts, when the Zman Nesun is, or 12 months in times of Chazal, came that time, and he did not marry her. There was no chup. Again, by us it's not again, because we do the Erisin and the Nesun together. But in those days they did the Erisin, then the husband pushed off, the Baal, the Arus pushed off marrying the Machnes his Arusa Tachas Chup. So there are certain dinim of Shibu that are chal on him, because we see Gizman. Between the Erisin and the Sunni, he does not have to support her. Once he gives mano, he's mechuyev to take on the financial commitments that he has as la'achar chupa, he's mechuyev be gives mano. And Reb Chaim Shmulevitz brings that chiyuv of supporting her, better than not married. There's certainly no chiyuv oino. What is there? There's a chiyuv to marry her. The chiyuv of mezoino is normally, When a couple are married, they're living together as a husband and wife, the chiyuv over there is for a wife to feel that her husband is taking care of her. That's the emotional basis, and that's really the basis of the chiyuv mizoynus bechlal, like we said. The chiyuv is not a chiyuv dollars and cents of a husband to give her $15, whatever it takes for the week's allowance. The chiyuv is a wife has to have her needs provided by a husband. That's part of the emotional basis of a marriage. Even ksuba is based on that, by the way. The ksuba that her wife knows that even after her husband dies, she'll be provided for is also part of the emotional basis of a husband's commitment to his wife. That's part of the basis of a healthy Jewish marriage, commitment. In that sense, that's only when they're living together. There's a chiyuv mizoynus in terms of there has to be a clear, he's committed to her. Masha'enkin says, Reb Chaim Shmulevitz, when we're talking about koidim nisun, they're not living together. What's his chiyuv to her? His chiyuv is to support her? No. His chiv is to marry her. Part of the chiv of marrying her is we slap him with the financial commitment now as part of twisting his arm, as part of making him, as part of him having to understand that he's mechuyev to marry her in order to support her. What's the difference? Sounds like an emotional difference, maybe a musar. The difference is in lamdus. The difference is that the chiv that's by a nesua is one chiyuv. There's no every day he's mechuyev to give her what she needs that day to go to ShopRite. The point is that he's mechuyev, there has to be a commitment. He is mechuyev for her needs. Therefore, there's one chiyuv. If she says, Eini nizoynus v'eini oisa, what she's doing is she's saying, I want a marriage where we're independent from each other. I don't want that need provided by him. I don't want to give him. I don't want to do for him. I don't want him to do for me. Again, a modern day marriage, you know, a marriage of, they're pulling out from that piece. She doesn't want that commitment and her commitment to him in terms of my sidai. Okay, you can't change that. If that's the way you set up the marriage, that's the way the marriage is set up. But he gives mano of nesuin, the marriage is, again, according to that shita, because we're saying it's machlokes yushayim. Mashenge by he gives mano, there's certainly, there's no chiyuv now for the next 50 years. If she says, right now, I'm not interested, I'm not going to give him my sidai until until she's machnes me lekupa. But I'm not going to give him my ma'aseh, but I'm also not going to demand from him mizoynus. That she could switch, because that's every single day. Today, he's mechuyev to marry her. That's a chiyuv b'chol yom. Chaim Shlevitz brings down for Ramei Simchin, the Sameach, that even though we have later on the sugya, that since he's meshubid, if he asks with a neder, he asks hano on his arusa, the halacha is it's chal. Even though if a man asks his wife with a neder getting hano from him, the neder is not chal because he's meshubiter. Whenever you meshubit, the neder cannot supersede an existing shibut. And arus asking b'hano his arusa mimenu, it is chal. I his meshubit. So Rabbi Simcha says that by an arus and arusa, every minute, not only every day, every minute is another chiyuv. So he answered, let's say we say he's at 10 o'clock in the morning, when he makes the nether, he's asking what he's going to have to give at 10 and 1. Right now he's not mechuyev. 10 o'clock he's mechuyev for 10 o'clock. 10 and 1 is mechuyev for 10 and 1. The point is that every second is an existing, the clock is ticking. Nu, go ahead, be machnas the chuppah. So if he answers her by no 10 and 1, he's not allowed to, but if he does, it's going to be chal because that shibud of 10 and 1 is not here at 10 o'clock. Every second, the chiyuv is a new chiyuv that's chal. It's a chiyuv b'chol rega v'rega. He can ask her in the future what's not here this second. Ma Shein came by a married couple. We're there, properly married. He was machnas al chuppah. The right now at 10 o'clock, that includes his commitment to support her for the next 50 years. The kol zeh nichnas into what's called properly being married right now. So how could he ask her now? He's machuyev now. His financial commitments there are for the next 50 years, 60 years, whatever it is. Ad Meir Vesner. So maybe he can't ask her now. That's the way Rebbe Simcha explains that. Allah says, Ubchem Shmulevitz, that's why the Machloikis Rishonim is only a Machloikis Rishonim by a Nesua, whether there's a Chiyuv, B'chol Rega V'rega, so she could say, Einin Nizainis V'ni Yoisa, but thereafter she can pull out. Or, once she says, Einin Nizainis V'ni Yoisa, she's redefined the commitment between the two of them, the state of their marriage, and that's that. She was mafkia his chiyuv nizaynis to her. That's a machloikis rishonim only by nesua. By higiyas mana, there's no machloikis. Over there, it's clear that it's b'chol rega v'rega, and over there, she'd be able to say eini nizaynis ve'eini oisa.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To sign up for the Halacha Center's weekly interactive e-journal, please email subscribe to info@thehalachacenter.org.